Welcome into the Rebound Rundown. Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024. I'm your host, Paul Fritschner, and this is your Daily Digest College Basketball Show covering the local Cincinnati area teams every Monday through Friday. Two shows of the Rebound Rundown left after today. You'll have a show on Monday morning and then a show on Tuesday morning, one to preview the national championship game, recap the weekend of the Final Four, and then the show on Tuesday, of course, to recap the national championship and wrap up the college basketball season. Well, here we go. It is the Final Four this weekend out in Phoenix. Two good games on tap for Saturday night before the national championship on Monday. But first, before we get to that, let's look at what happened this week in the NIT. There were the semifinal games on Tuesday night, Indiana State beating Utah 100-90. That was a fun game at Hinkle Fieldhouse. All of the Indiana State fans there. It was basically a home game for Indiana State. And then Seton Hall over Georgia, big, 84-67. Then on Thursday night, Seton Hall, in the closing minute of the game, was able to get the bucket they needed to get a 79-77 win over Indiana State. It was a tough loss for Indiana State there, and like I said, basically a home game for the Sycamores. But the Pirates out of the Big East, a lot of people thought that Seton Hall should have been in the NCAA tournament. Look, this was an NIT championship between two teams that people thought should have been in the NCAA tournament. I would agree both of these teams should have been in. At least one of them should have over Virginia. But Seton Hall wins the NIT. That's now two of the last 3 years that a Big East team has won the NIT. Xavier, of course, won it in 2022. Then North Texas won it last year. And Seton Hall is your 2024 NIT champions. Saturday night, it's the Final Four. Let's talk about it. The first game at 6:09 Eastern Time on TBS. Purdue, 9.5-point favorites over NC State. The one seed Purdue, the 11 seed NC State. Now, of course, the matchup that everybody's talking about here is Zach Edey against DJ Burns. What is that matchup going to look like in the post? DJ Burns, can he give Zach Edey enough of a problem to really force the issue for NC State in this game? We've seen how well the Wolfpack's guards have played. Can they match up with Purdue's guards in this game? Those are some of the things you're looking at here. It's a 9.5-point spread. I think NC State covers that 9.5-point spread. I don't think that this is a blowout win for Purdue. Just the way that NC State has played over the last couple of weeks, every time you want to count them out, you just can't. But we'll get to more about that with Paul's Pick of the Day in just a minute. And then Alabama and Connecticut, that game tipping off about a half hour, 40 minutes after the first game. Right now it's scheduled for 8:49 Eastern Time on TBS. Alabama, the 4 seed. Connecticut, the number 1 overall seed. And the big story for UConn this week was that on Wednesday, UConn was supposed to fly out to Phoenix. Well, their plane had some mechanical issues. They couldn't make the flight out when they were scheduled to. They got delayed by about 7 hours. They left a little after 1 in the morning Eastern Time. They landed, I think it was around 3 or 3:30 local time out in Phoenix. So not ideal conditions there for your sleep schedule getting messed up for the week. Then you have to go and, of course, have some of the obligations that you had. I think they canceled some of their media that they were supposed to do on Thursday. It's been a wacky trip for UConn. But knowing Dan Hurley, he will probably figure out a way to use that as motivation for the team that, yet again, something isn't going their way. And sometimes when you're a coach like that, coaching a team as historically good as UConn, you just have to invent ways to motivate your team that might come off as crazy to the general person. But hey, if Hurley can convince UConn that the world is out to get them because of mechanical issues on a plane, I'm sure he will find a way. I have no doubt in my mind. UConn is a machine, and they are 11.5-point favorites. Alabama is a team that loves to score, and they do not love to defend. That is the last thing they like to do. Alabama, 105th in the country defensively. Now, they're the third best offense. UConn is 1, Purdue is 2, Alabama is 3, but the 105th ranked defense. And eventually, that's where UConn can put you away. Alabama can get up and down the floor. They can score. They have the 9th fastest tempo in the country. UConn, the 315th tempo in the country, which means it's a battle of styles there in a sense. But look, UConn has just been too much time and again. They can beat you in so many different ways. So here's what I'm going to do for Paul's pick of the day. The current record for Paul's pick of the day, 53-44-1 after our win on Tuesday night in the NIT. That pick was a winner for us on Tuesday. I believe I gave out Indiana State. I'm going back here real quick. I believe I gave out Indiana State in that game. I did. The Sycamores to cover. They covered against Utah. So we moved to 9 over .500. I'm going to give picks for both of the games on Saturday, and then I'm going to give the national championship pick on Sunday. So here's what we're going to do. Let's go with NC State in this game against Purdue. I just think 9.5, I think they can keep this to single digits. Now the line has moved to 9. So let's go with NC State plus 9 and then UConn minus 11.5. They are 10-0 against the spread in their last 10 NCAA tournament games. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. UConn minus 11.5. So those are the two picks. Now, if you want to find some value, I guess, in this, because it's really hard to just take UConn to win the national championship, on DraftKings, UConn to beat Purdue is minus 115 as the exact outcome of the national championship game. So that, if you think that UConn and Purdue are going to win on Saturday, whether they cover or not, if you think they're going to win and then you think UConn's going to win the title, UConn to beat Purdue at minus 115. I believe that might be even money at FanDuel, but I haven't checked that in a couple of days. So that's something to keep an eye on. The other thing that you could do there, if you want to go to both sides, UConn to beat Purdue parlayed with who you might think wins the women's national championship. There are some fascinating women's games tonight. Those two Final Four games are tonight in Cleveland, NC State and South Carolina. South Carolina 11.5 point favorites, and then one of the most anticipated women's games of all time, UConn slight underdogs against Caitlin Clark and Iowa. That game's scheduled for 9 o'clock right now. I'm sure it'll be a little bit later because the NC State South Carolina game is scheduled for 7 o'clock. But a really fun night of women's college basketball on top. Their national championship game will be on Sunday. So I would say if you're looking at some value here, you could take UConn to beat Purdue in the national championship and parlay that with whoever you think is going to win the women's national championship, which is certainly more up for grabs. South Carolina, of course, is undefeated, but maybe you can find some value there. That's just something to take a look at. But it's the Final Four. There are only 3 games of men's college basketball left, the 2 Final Four games on Saturday and the national championship on Monday. Enjoy those games, everybody. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday.